Welcome back to the Public Relations Podcast. I've got a great little chat for you in just a few moments' time. Komalot, who is operating out of Mumbai, India, and she runs Toot Consultants. She's basically been doing a campaign selling Swedish tea to India. It's fascinating to hear just a little bit about how she approached that campaign. The second thing I should say is that for some reason, I always seem to have some audio problems when I'm talking to Komal, which is such a shame because she's got so much to offer. So you may find I've really tried to process the sound and cleaned it up a lot compared to what we got. But you may find that there's bits in it were a little bit harder to hear, but it's worth listening to the whole thing because there's just so much great stuff in there. The final thing I mentioned is the fact that I'm going to do an experiment, maybe start next week or the week after that. I'm going to start doing a daily email Monday to Thursday, which I'll have little tips from the show, just bite-sized tips. And also bite-sized bits of news that I think you can actually use. So not just general PR news, not industry news, but stuff that you can actually then go, oh, I could try that in my own campaign. Bite-sized ones. If you go to thepublicrelationspodcast.com, thepublicrelationspodcast.com, click on the newsletter link, or the actual page is /subscribe. If you click on the newsletter link, and then there's a sign-up form there, and whether you've signed up to the traditional newsletter that I've been doing or not already, go down there, enter your details, tick the PR Bytes option, and then it will either add you if you're already on the main newsletter or add you for the first time if you'd like to just get this one to that list. And I will get those coming out to you in the next 1 or 2 weeks. Bit of an experiment. See how it goes. See whether you like it. But let's get on with this episode. Let's talk about Komalot. One of the things I think you know I love is chatting to people about campaigns that they've launched and how they've approached it. So you, watching me now or listening on the audio podcast, are very welcome to come on this show because I really want to hear about how you're tackling campaigns today. It is so interesting talking to everyone. But someone that I always love to hear from is Komalot, who is hard at work right now in Mumbai, India. She's about to get on a plane, so she very kindly agreed to spend just a couple of minutes talking about a campaign that she's just launched. So just before we start, very quickly, Komal, just introduce yourself to people that haven't met you on the podcast before.
Hi, my name is Komalot. I have founded an agency called Youth Consult with an integrated communications setup and very, very excited to talk to Richard again.
It's always exciting to talk to you. Look, you've just introduced basically a Swedish tea company to India. Now, as a Brit, I'm sure you know this, but us Brits think all tea just comes from India, not from Sweden. Tell us a bit about how this campaign came about.
It's so interesting, guys. Sweden is largely a coffee-drinking nation. 85% of the population there drinks coffee. And it only makes sense, hence, when they expand their market globally. The tea is grown in Nilgiri in India for, that's where it's the highest peaks. And it's a very, very premium tea grown here, but it's designed and completely a Swedish brand, which we've launched here, is called Life by Follett.
So how did this come about, though? Because here's a Swedish firm. They're talking about tea in India. So how did the pitch come about and how did the brief come about?
The brief is very interesting. Let's sell Indian tea, which is largely a milk tea drinking nation, and introduce them to premium tea, which does not sell milk. So it's an entire mindset change. It's also a value proposition change. And we're looking at a beverage which we've been ingrained to look at. Like, milk is part of our daily lives. It's a ritual. If you wake up in the morning and you need your cup of tea, it's not just called tea, it's called chai. You need your cup of chai in the morning. And to change or re-look at that to be able to say, hey, it's a start. So introducing an entirely new product line, re-looking at the same thing, and we needed to create a very, very much experience around it, which is why the launch happened the way we saw it.
Yeah, but I mean, just tell me a bit about how it came about, though. I mean, was this someone that pitched to a bunch of companies and you came up with the best ideas, or how did it sort of kick off? Because here we've got a Swedish company miles away. I'm interested in how you connected.
I mean, just like you connected with me, there are people who reach out to us after they read our stuff on LinkedIn or they know about us. So it's word of mouth, which is the power of communication, right? There's something someone reaching out to us. So there are certain companies who are bringing in these brands to India and we're closely connected with them. We were working with two of their brands earlier and we said, hey, you know what? We're going to be launching this. Let's do something really exciting about it. And we presented our ideas. They immediately said, hey, this is resonant with what we want to do. And they seem about putting together the entire event experience, the little things around it and building the campaign around it. So yes, it was a pitch process, but the pitch process was also because there was some familiarity within the same group that we have worked earlier with.
But this is really interesting what you just said about, you've got India, which has got this, the milk drinking tea, starting off in the morning, and you're trying to change attitudes. So how did you kind of approach this? What was the mindset you took on approaching this campaign?
So it's like your newspapers in the morning. You can't change that habit, but you can introduce a new habit. We looked at it a little differently. We said that morning cup, if you are habituated to drinking milk tea, it's great. We can't change that. But the audience that we want to reach out to is looking for wellness product, is looking to understand the benefit of what you can do. And we think entertained over tea. So we took the 5 and 7 p.m. band. And we said, if you want to make a change there, how do we do it? We laid out an entire high tea experience for them with different teas, and the flavors are beautiful. It's got coconut, pineapples, got raspberry, got 12 very, very unique flavors. It's also completely sustainable, right down to the thread that dies in the tea bag. We needed to speak about that because there is an audience who is very conscious, eco-conscious. So we're targeting that set and not the masses at large. Keeping that in mind, our event works beautifully. There's a lot of traction around it.
It's interesting you say that. So what you're designing here was an event to basically say, look, there are these different teas, and we're not saying change what you do at the moment. We're saying try something different, add something to it. That's the idea, right? It's an experience. More than saying you need a cup of tea or need a cup of coffee or whatever. It's like saying, add this new experience, add this new exciting experience.
Absolutely. So the campaign is divided actually into three phases. One is to introduce it to the media, which we did via stories, and they're bringing the tea down, and that Black Lives Matter with company, they're bringing very, very genuine tea and a brilliant flavor band to your palate. That was communication narrative one. The second communication narrative is, hey, we're not going to talk, we're going to walk the talk, which is why the event experience where we call the tastemakers, people relevant to it, which is not only media and content creators, but easily different communities, food communities, et cetera, who were part of that very, very immersive experience. There were four stations, each station with a specific tea and the accompanied food for it, which was Swedish. So it was a beautiful mix of giving them a taste to what fika is. Fika meaning a certain concept in Sweden wherein for a couple of hours you put your phone down and you chat. You immerse yourself in conversation, in an activity. They've not seen an activity like this being done for a launch, and we needed to create something that is high decibel and low in planning, and it worked out very, very well.
I was interested, one of the things that you're great at is getting different types of influencers and niches together. And it's like, I was looking at your LinkedIn post, and it was one that stood out to me, was there's a sort of a wedding media network or channel, am I right, in India?
Yes, yes.
And so you must have kind of connected the two together and said, look, this is a demographic, this is a target audience who are going to be interested in this kind of experience. Can you tell us a bit about why you reached out to them and invited them along?
I must compliment your research for your very, very sharp eye there. Indian weddings are recession-proof. Let's begin with that. Right? So whether there's a recession or not, Indian weddings are recession-proof. And that's one event or one milestone in the family who's going to be doing that, wherein the best of everything is wanting to be set out. Of course, budget-specific. Teas, coffees, edibles are part of your gifting rituals. And we wanted to make sure that when you are part of that group, you are considered, you're in the consideration set. So we, instead of calling just the wedding planner, we call the Apex team or network who manages the wedding planners or puts that community together. His name is Parthip. He's fantastic. In fact, I'm happy to connect you guys at some point. Sort of experience to see if he got it, and now we're going to be at least maybe seeding that out to 10% of his top wedding planners. So it was a very well thought through campaign. That's, hey, the wedding demographic, the consumer demographic, and of course the HoReCa demographic, all three needed to be I would.
I love the way you think this through, because I think so often PR people tend to go, I know who this needs to be sent to, and they just focus on that. They don't diversify and think, well, who are the different demographics? Who are the different types of people that will be interested in this thing that I'm pushing forward? So I love that. Listen, I want to ask you one other thing, because I know you've got to rush to get on the plane. I want to ask about mindset. This is something that keeps coming up. People talking about the fact that PR and comms is quite a stressful industry to be in. And I think one of the things is because a lot of it at times isn't tangible, isn't it? It is creative, and that's quite hard to get your head around at times. And I'm just interested in talking to some of the people that I chat to about how they've dealt with this kind of pressures in comms over the years. And if there's some kind of tip that you can give to people who are having that bad day, who are going, what the heck am I doing in this industry? I've had enough of it. You know, is there some moment or something like that that you can give us a kind of your thought process?
I'm a work in progress there. We all are.
But you've got so much energy, Komal. You have to share your secret. You're not going until you do. You're not getting on that plane until you do.
As we said, I'm going to bottle my energy and make it. That's going to make me
positive. Oh, it is. You are going to be a billionaire. Forget PR and comms. Just sell your energy, seriously. But seriously, come on, let's get inside your head. Come on, what would you give as a bit of advice to people that are having that bad day?
I don't think I'm the best advisor, but I can just share guest PR and communications can be absolutely stressful. You're so wired all the time. You're just managing people's situations, expectations, brickbats, more brickbats than in case, 100%. I mean, it is one of the most stressful professions by any measure. And I think all the list prove that. To be able to combat that, I'd say that one thing I do is I hang upside down. I seriously mean it when I say that.
This isn't you diving again, is it? Because I know you scuba dive, but it's like...
I do. I scuba dive, but that's okay as well. You can't do it.
Yeah, you can't do it in the office, no.
Yeah, I can't do it in my office. So I hang upside down. And what I mean by that is I took to Indian yoga. Because that's just a moment. You need to focus on your breath work. It works like magic. I realized over a period of time, you just put your phone away, you hang upside down, you breathe.
How fascinating.
You're calm. And you're calm, you can think. Either there will be a solution or there won't. There's no third thing. You come to that rationality, but you need to do something to get there. That's one tip, if that helps.
I love
it. Second tip, don't look at perfection. Be consistent. Award and reward milestones for people just showing up. That's okay. So I'm trying and say I'm a work in progress. I'm trying to mastery of perfection, but get to be consistent. And I think it's like Nike said, just do it. I'll be like, just show up. That's how my mantra will be. And the third thing to do is don't react, respond. That means take a minute back, journal, write it. These are called micro breathers. This is somebody who imparted, like a mentor of mine, said it very beautifully. Whatever the stress, write it down. When you've written it down, you have already had an outlet. Now approach it and you just be a little different than what you would have reacted instead of what you should do with respond. So I just say this to that.
I love this, Komal. You're like, I'm not sure I've got any advice, but here's three major points you can try. You've got loads of ideas. I love it. Listen, Komal, it is always a pleasure. Oh, no, seriously, thank you again. I know you've got to rush off, but we are going to get you on again because we've got to do this more regularly. So keep me up to date with your campaigns because I think everyone's going to want to hear about what you're up to and your ideas as well. Thanks so much.
So thank you, and thanks for taking this campaign out to people. We're loving to learn and do a lot of things. So all the best to join. Good look out for your bite-sized, beautiful videos now.
Thank you so much. I'll speak to you soon.